Thank you for everyone that's here in attendance tonight. Would you bless our hearts and souls and lives? Minister to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. For your glory and your honor, have your way. Should there be one not saved, save that soul. In Jesus' name, we'll worship you and praise you and glorify your name forever and ever. Your name is to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if any of us make it to heaven, it won't be because we were so great or so good, but it'll be because of His grace. Did not the Bible say in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. What does it do? Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly when we all get to heaven. No, right here in this present world. So we're glad to be here tonight. We're glad you're here. Got a professional piano player with us tonight, Brother Gathan Graham. Got a professional preacher or two here with us tonight. And the choir sing so beautifully. And you know, there's two ways to get rid of a preacher. One is to starve him to death. And the other one is to founder him. Anybody know what founder means? Few hands going up. Boy, they about to founder me around here, bringing in all these. Sister Moore brought me in a coconut pie and a big coconut cake. And then these younger ones started cooking some of them fancy dishes like a mile high dessert and sundae. I don't know what to call sundae. Boy, it was pretty good. We still got a little of that left. And I don't know. We've had so much stuff brought in, huh? Pecan pie, yeah, by Sister Moore over here. And, well, I tell you what, they're about to founder me, but I'm glad to be able to partake of some of that good things. And the Bible said, if you be willing and obedient, you'd eat the good of the land. And so that feel like that's what we're doing. Thank the pastor here for asking us to preach here in this church. We're here to preach. And that man that was praying last night, I prayed for him today. And I know he's a sick man. Who knows? He might not be here much longer, as Brother Moore's already said. But he can have an experience. Oh, and when he comes down to that river, there'll be someone waiting for him there. Oh, praise the Lord. Brother Moore's, Brent Moore's here. And got Dakota with him, and also got quite a fellow there, his son. We're glad to see him. And we're going to ask God to help us here tonight one more time. And if you're here, and if there's anything in your life, I want to tell you there is a solution. Oh, there is a cleansing. It's called the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm preaching tonight on midnight and no blood. I've preached on midnight and no bread. I've preached on midnight and no oil. I've preached on midnight jailbreak. And tonight I'm preaching on midnight and no blood. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Exodus. Exodus, the chapter 11 of the book of Exodus. John Gathan's got out some good CDs, and of a morning, if I'm praying, lots of times I'll turn them just enough to hear it. Makes a good atmosphere to pray with. And I was down in Tracy Boyd's church, and he had music going. We have prayer meeting there every morning, I think, or 6 or 7. And he had music going all the time we was praying. I said, why have we got this music going? He said, because I don't want everybody to hear what I'm praying about. Well, that might be a good idea. You do want the Lord to hear, though, don't you? Amen. 11th chapter, the book of Exodus. And I read from verse 4. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beast. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. You have to understand that Pharaoh was holding God's people captive. And this was plagues that God was bringing upon Pharaoh for holding the people of God captive. Then I read to you also right here in the next chapter, 12th chapter, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. And your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and you shall take it out from the sheep and from the goats. And verse 8, they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat it not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So I'm preaching tonight on midnight and no blood. Now in chapter 12, God gives us instructions to the Israelites, his people, for perseverance. They were to take a lamb for a house. And should the house not be able to consume all that lamb, if it be too small for that lamb, they were to share it with those households next to them. And I want to tell you tonight that our house is too little for this Lamb of God. We need to share more of the Lamb of God to those round about us. Oh, listen, they were to eat all of it, and then they were to take the blood that was left over. Their only protection was verse 7 in this 12th chapter. They were to take the blood and strike the lintels and the doorpost. They were not to put any over the threshold or on the floor. It had to be up high. Hear me, you are not safe walking over the blood. The blood has to be up above. We ought to hold the blood up high. For as our pastor's already stated, no one can make it into heaven without the blood of the Lamb. The only protection they had was the blood of Jesus Christ. And tonight, I present Jesus Christ and his cleansing blood to you. And if you refuse it, and if you are a sinner, and you walk out of here, you are walking over the blood of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says in Hebrews 10:28, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under the hand of two or three witnesses. How much sore punishment suppose ye that he shall be thought worthy who hath did despite unto the Spirit of grace. Oh, I don't know when Jesus is coming, but I do know He's coming again. And I feel soon the midnight hour of judgment is going to come. But oh, to be covered by the blood, it's wonderful. Our nation, who said, Brother Moore said he didn't know no scripture that deal directly with America. I do. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. And that includes our nation. If there's ever been a nation that's forgotten God, it is America. We were founded by our founding fathers upon the Word of God and upon the truth of the Word of God. When the pilgrims landed here, oh yes, they had thanksgiving to worship our God and thank Him for bringing them safely here. But now look where our nation is at. And with a president, and this, please understand that this is only a way of saying this correctly. He's not worth shooting, but he has a soul, and I wish he'd get saved. But whenever you're okay, homosexuality, gay marriage, abortion, all of these other things, that puts our nation in a terrible position. And now we were listening to the radio, what this guy might know, I don't know, called Rush Limbaugh. But he said, if two homosexuals came into a bakery and said, we're getting ready to get married, and we want you to bake us a wedding cake, if that bakery would refuse, they could sue them for slander or for gay bashing. Oh my, what a terrible shape we're in. That's not my message now. I'm just throwing that out there for you. But listen to me, we tell all of our household, every one of our household, we need to tell them that it is the Lamb of God and His blood that makes us fit subjects to go to heaven. I do not know, as I've already stated, when Jesus is coming, but that midnight hour of judgment will soon come. And oh, to be covered by the blood is wonderful. But midnight and no blood was a sure doom for those in the land of Egypt. They were to take a lamb and kill that lamb, and they were to strike the blood upon the doorposts and upon the lintels of the doors, and that death angel was to pass through at midnight. And he said, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Have you got the blood applied? I'm asking you, if you're living on one side of the fence one day and on the other side of the fence another day, you do not have the blood. Oh, hear me tonight. You're walking over the blood of Jesus. Listen, oh, to be covered by the blood in the midnight hour is great security. And it will be sure eternal doom for all who do not have the blood of Jesus Christ covering their sins when that midnight cry is made. No blood. You may say, well, Brother Rich, I'm strong enough. I'm tough enough. I can make it without it. The Bible said in Ezekiel 22:14, can thy heart endure and thy hands be strong in the day that I shall deal with thee? No man's strong enough to stand up against the fiery judgments of God without the blood of Jesus Christ applied to their heart. Now, I'm not going to preach very long tonight, so just help me out here. But I want to ask you a question. If you have heard the gospel, and you have refused the gospel, you might want to take a look on the bottom of your feet. Oh, what is that on the bottom of your feet? See, you walked through the blood of Jesus instead of letting His blood cover you, and now you're standing before God in the midnight hour of judgment, and no blood over your soul. Oh, I'm so glad that I found that fountain. Wasn't it not Zechariah that said the fountain had been opened in the house of David and in the city of Jerusalem? What was it for? It was for sin and uncleanness. And the Bible says, and the song bears it out, and the song says it, and the Bible bears it out, that there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood. They lose all their guilty stain. And it says another verse, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. I'm going to tell you the truth. Without the blood, I'm not worthy to be up here preaching to you tonight. If without the blood, I do not have the qualifications to be up here to preach. Now, we know our pulpits are being filled with preachers that have never been washed in the blood. We've got singers that can sing beautifully and musicians that can play beautifully, but their sins are not covered by the blood. But listen, those of you that are saved, please don't take your salvation lightly. Oh, do not think you're somebody special. Oh, for Peter said in his epistle, 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. Oh, though silver and gold pales in the light of the value of the blood. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Silver and gold loses its value in the light of the blood. You were not redeemed with those corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, as of a lamb without a blemish and without spot. What makes Jesus' blood so precious? It is unique in the fact that it was not tinctured with the human nature and the human blood. Jesus was not born with a sinful, Adamic nature. He was the seed of the woman. Oh, yes, not the seed of Adam, but the seed of the woman who was a virgin, and the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. And she conceived Jesus Christ, not of an earthly copulation like man and woman today, but by the Spirit of God. And that which was conceived inside of her was of the Holy Ghost, and it was precious seed. And it was Emmanuel that she brought forth, which is God with us. I believe you're still here tonight, don't you? And I believe if you're here tonight and you need help from the Lord, that Emmanuel will help you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus' blood is unique. And this blood is so fearful, and yet it is holy. To walk over it, to shun it, to do despite to that blood. Oh, yes. Then we are in danger of the judgment of God. Oh, precious blood. The shedding of that blood brings remission. And we've read the scripture, and I have too. There is no remission. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That means no putting away. No way to get rid of sin without the blood. A few years ago up in close to the Canadian border, the broadcast, I understand, was coming from Canada. A man preached on the blood, and someone tried to bring a lawsuit against him. Said it's too gory of a subject for our children to hear. If your children don't hear this subject, if they don't believe in the blood, they'll be lost and go to hell. They've got to hear the subject that Jesus' blood cleanses and washes whiter than snow. Oh, I don't think it's too gory. Oh, precious is the blood. Don't you love to sing that song, The Old Rugged Cross? Oh, it's so despised by the world, but it holds a wondrous attraction for me. For it was on that old cross where the dear Lamb of God died and gave His blood and shed His blood for me. Listen to me, and I'm going to soon be finished. Oh, yes. There is remission for sins. For there was one sacrifice given for sins forever. Jesus says, you know, they used to slay animals, and that blood only rolled sins ahead a year at a time. And there was a remembrance made every year of your old sins. Every year, you had to remember those old sins. But Jesus came as a lamb without spot or blemish. And he gave his life on the cross of Calvary. One sacrifice for sins forever. He's not going to die no more. He's not coming back here and pay a price for you. He's already paid the price. Oh, yes, you may stick your head up in the air and say, I'm living so good. You're just like me. If the Lord would take away his protection of blood, you'd be back in sin before daylight in the morning. For we are of sinful nature. But thank God the blood changes our nature. And in him we become new creatures. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. The Bible states in Hebrews 9. Brother Steve, would you turn there and read that for me? Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. Listen to it.
But Christ being come as high priest, good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood.
Whew.
He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no other way. People get upset at me and other preachers that preach that Christ is the door and there's no other door. Just the door. The way. The blood. There's no other way. They get upset about that and say you're narrow-minded. And Brother Ralph Cox said he knew people that were so narrow-minded they could see through a keyhole with both eyes at the same time. I haven't seen any that narrow-minded. But let me tell you something. I see the plan of salvation. I see it's through the blood of Jesus. And the greatest thing that ever happened to Don Rich, one night a lost sinner away from God, an old-fashioned preacher got up preaching the gospel, and he was preaching on the wages of sin is death. And it seemed like he knew what I'd been doing. Boy, and he was just nailing. That's back in the days when they didn't cut you no slack like I cut for you. Oh, yeah. They didn't cut you no slack. Boy, they just lay it right on you. And he preached that the wages of sin is death. And he preached quite a while about that. And then he flipped the coin over. But he said, if you've sinned, God has a gift for you. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Every preacher that will preach any other gospel other than pointing to Jesus Christ and Calvary and the cross is an imposter. I don't care if you pile all of your money you got and will ever make inside of this house. You can't buy salvation. You can give all you've got to feed the poor. You can even have your body to be burned. And you can even offer all kinds of sacrifices. But it's only the blood. Oh, that's my ticket. You know, a ticket is just a contract. A legal contract to ride from one destination to another. You get a ticket to go on a bus or a train. That little ticket's just a legal contract to go from one destination to another. And the blood of Jesus Christ is our ticket to go from this earth to heaven. And everyone that's in heaven, they will be singing that song, Saved by the Blood. Oh, yes, they'll sing a new song. That new song will be about the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, they said they sang the song of Moses and of the Lamb. You remember that? Moses was the institutor of the blood and of sacrifices under the old law. But we've got a new covenant now. And you don't bring no animal here. You don't have to bring no lamb or oxen or sheep without spot or blemish. There was a lamb already offered. And was it not John the Baptist who stood between his disciples and looked up the road and said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." I'm glad I found him, aren't you? How many knows him tonight? How many knows that your sins are covered with the blood? How many knows that if Jesus would come or call for you tonight, that you're ready to go? Boy, that is something that's worth more than all the insurance policies you can buy. I remember this guy, Rudy, you remember, come to our house and said, "I want to sell you an insurance policy." And I said, "You do?" He was a friend. And he started telling me, if I take out this insurance policy and I die, what Shirley and the children would have. I said, "I'm not interested in a policy for Shirley and the children. What have you got for me when I die? What will it pay me?" He said, "Well, I don't have nothing like that." And I said, "Well, listen to me. I've got something for you." "Oh, yes, that will work when you die. It'll become valid. Oh, yes, if you've got Jesus in your life and your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life and you're covered by the blood, woo, you got something to offer this world. Midnight and no blood." Whew. That death angel was going to pass through. Was searching, looking. He come to the lintels of the doors. And God said, "When I see the blood, not diamonds as big as my fist, not overlaid with gold and pearls, I'm looking for one thing, and that's the blood. And when you come to the judgment of God, throw away your diplomas. Throw away all of your records of good deeds that you've done. Throw away all of the times that you've spent trying in charity. And all of these things are well, but no good at the judgment. Make sure that you're covered by the blood." We're going to stand, please. Now, don't nobody go away tonight and say, "I preached too long." Don't let the midnight hour find you without the blood. I wonder tonight, are you sure? Are you sure you're covered? You know, I've been saved a long time, Sister Moore. But sometimes I check up and I say, "Lord, search me, oh God, and try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me." And if there is, and sometimes God will put His finger on something in your life. When He does, plead the blood. Plead the blood. I think Sister Richard will remember one time there was a devil-possessed man coming to our church. And he was a pretender. And he come to the altar and act like he was in the spirit, and then he tried to roll over underneath the ladies. And yes, he'd do that. There's people like that. There's people that's got that spirit of lust and evil desire. But the blood can take care of that. I said, the blood can take care of that. But anyhow, preacher got that guy up, got him on the altar and called some of us others there. We were trying to cast the devil out of him. And there's a little woman got up from the back, Sister Greenwood. Remember her? Never forget her. Coming down that aisle and say, "I plead the blood. I cast this spirit out, not in my name, but by the blood of Jesus." And that man fell like a dead man and laid there free from that spirit. Then we found out, you know, I made a statement and I had to apologize. I said, about all Sister Greenwood does is count one on the register board and fills the seat. I said that about her. And then I found out she fasted about 2 days out of every week. And she had power in her life. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will bring victory over anything that might not be right. Brother Moore, much confidence as I have in you, there must be times when you say, Lord, search me and see if there be any wicked way in me. And I, Brother Charles Moore, one of my dearest friends here, I got some dear friends like Eugene and others here that I've known a long time. They're close to me. I'd do anything I could for him and Sister Boxley because they mean a lot to me. And others here do too. I'd do anything I could for you. But one thing I cannot do is cover any sins for you. You've got to come. And if you'll read in the book of Revelation, and some may refute this, it's the seventh chapter, there was a number that no man could number. And one of the elders asked John the question, who are these? And whence came they? And John said, sir, thou knowest. And this elder said, these are they that have came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, if you're hungry, I'll feed you tonight. If you're broke and you've got to have gas, I'll give you some money for gas. I've got a little money. I'll help you that. But you got to do your own washing. You got to come and wash your own robe in the blood of the Lamb. I'm opening the altar now. Is there anyone here you'd say, Brother Rich, I feel like I need to come to the altar tonight and get my robe washed clean and white? Just raise your hand quickly. This man is not able to be here tonight. Did that last night. There may be somebody here. You never know. We've got over 20 people here. My brother said if you have 20 or more, you know you got a sinner out there somewhere. Somebody not doing right. That's what Bill Rich said, and he's a preacher. He really was a preacher. He's gone on. But if you're here tonight, we're not going to condemn you, for the premium is not on the sin you've committed. The premium is on the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of His cleansing blood. Anyone just lift your hand and say, preacher, pray for me. That's all I need to see. Preacher, pray for me tonight. I need prayer. One hand anywhere. The Lord will help you. The Lord will give mercy. All right, I ask the church to come on to the altar now. If you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't be afraid to tarry and wait for it. Oh, yes, He'll fill you tonight. We have people here that will pray with you tonight. Would you come right now? If you have a need in your life, the Lord will supply that need. It's by His blood we are justified. I know there's preachers that preach sanctification as second definite work, and I believe that to an extent, but I also believe it's a progressive work. But I'm not wanting to stand before God's just on a sanctification, nor on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But I want to stand before God according to Romans 5 and 12, wherefore being justified by His blood. That's how we're going to make it. Come on now, let's pray and seek the Lord. Only the blood of the Lamb. Only the blood of the Lamb. Bring me one of those chairs if you don't mind. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, touch the saints of God. Touch those that are here tonight. Lord, those that needing help from you. Oh, let them realize the power that's in the blood. The power that's in the blood. Midnight and no blood. What a terrible circumstance to be in. Midnight and no covering for our sins. Midnight and no blood. Oh, how terrible it's going to be. How terrible it's going to be. When that midnight hour of judgment comes and there's no blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for these souls that are seeking your face. I'm sure that they all believe in the blood. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, cover us. Should there be some problem in anyone's life, cleanse them with the blood right now. Cleanse them with the blood. Help them to plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the cross, that old rugged cross that was soaked by blood. Thank you for it, Jesus. Oh, God, I praise you for the blood. It is the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. Your word says the life of the flesh is in the blood, in the natural. And the life of the spiritual man is in the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for that life. Thank you for the truths that's taught in your word. Thank you for the knowledge that I have about the word of God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. 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 Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I need a breakthrough in this revival. We need a breakthrough of the Spirit, Lord, in this revival. We need a Holy Ghost touch in this revival. We need people receiving in this revival meeting. Oh, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In wrath, remember mercy. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. Hallelujah. 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 Wilt thou not revive us again? Would you not fill us to overflowing? Oh, would your Spirit overflow over us tonight? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, fill someone with your power. Fill someone with your spirit. Lift us up above the shadows, oh God. Oh God, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Higher and higher. Ooh. Oh. Tighten her on down now.